It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That would be college football for a second, because I don't know if you agree with me.
Thank you.
But there is
in my college football analyst who, by the way, forgot to come on the show last week.
We'll get to that in a second.
He was in the bathroom.
I heard about this. We'll get to that in a second. See if you agree with me on this. Watching college football last weekend, there was another reminder, and some of it I understand is quarterback injury. But is there a player in college football that has been misused more based on how good I think he is, based on where he's going to get drafted, than Missouri's use of Luther Burden? Now, last year he had 1,200 yards, right? 1,200 yards, nine touchdowns. He's going to go to the NFL after this year, going to be a first-round pick. Maybe his stock is falling because of the numbers this year, but my guess is he gets it back come combine time, and everybody's reminded once again what an athletic specimen Luther Burden III is. But this year right now, 40 catches, 450 yards, and four touchdowns. I understand Brady Cook's been banged up during some of the season, but I don't know if there's a player in college football that's been misused more.
No, I agree with you. They're never going to have a receiver like that. I mean, Luther Burden, I'm shocked he didn't hit the transfer portal. There was some worry about that after his first year that he was going to hit that transfer portal and go somewhere else where he's used. They used him last year a lot better than what they are this year. You know, they're still trying to incorporate some jet sweeps and just get the football in his hands, but not as much as they should. And Theo Weiss, you're talking about, you know, he's probably the 10th, 11th best receiver in this year's draft, believe it or not. I mean, he's not getting the ball like he should. It's embarrassing the way they're using him. You're not going to have that talent. Use the talent when you have it. You think Boise State's not giving the ball to Austin Jeanty? They give it to him all the time.
In fact, the only thing with them is sometimes they benched him in the second half, which was crazy, but otherwise they're feeding him. Yeah, in a year in which they can go to the college football playoff.
They're giving the ball and moot and do it. But yes, Missouri is mismanaging Luther Burden, especially when you have a quarterback struggling the way that Brady Cook is. It's not Brady's fault, really. At the offensive line, they're giving up way too many holes, way too many pass rushes against Brady Cook. And the backup quarterback situation in Missouri is absolutely abysmal, Drew Pine.
Yeah, and look, and they had high hopes and expectations. I thought they were going to make the college football playoff this year.
They had every receiver coming back this year. Yeah. Everybody they got to catch is coming back this year.
I thought they were going to make the college football playoff, and that's obviously not going to happen anymore based off of their loss this past weekend to Alabama. They're just not going to have the resume. They're going to go to a bowl game and all that, of course. But the high hopes, and yeah, a lot of players will not play. But how does this impact recruiting in the future? Eli Drinkwitz, the one thing that he can do for sure is recruit, right? Yep. I mean, the amount of talent he's brought in is insane. But if you're a top-tier wide receiver...
That's questionable when it comes to quarterback.
Does it... Fine. But in general, the recruiting classes Eli's brought in have been better
than
they've had.
Sam's been heard. He's Tommy John. He plays baseball and football. That was going to be their backup this year.
He can recruit. He can do that. In-game coaching has always been the issue, I think, at times. But if you're another recruit, if you're a top recruit and you see Luther Burden having this kind of... Well, his final year at Mizzou, ultimately, because he's going to go to the NFL. Does that worry you? Like, would that concern you? Do you think that impacts recruiting going forward?
I think so, because you look at the talent of a Luther Burden, you think, you know, I really want to go showcase myself there. Look what happened to Luther. Look at his numbers this year. Yes, you're right. He's going to go to the combine, but he's slipped. I mean, preseason, you know, Luther Burden was talked about, you know, being a top 5 to 10 pick. Now, all of a sudden, you start seeing him start to move into the 20s. Then all of a sudden, he may be getting dangerously close to where the Chiefs draft. I think that's wrong because I think he'll go to the combine. Things will be different. But like Teteroa and McMillan and all these guys kind of jumped Luther Burden as far as being a stud receiver. But, yeah, I mean, I think it goes into your mind if you're a recruit thinking, are they going to ruin my career? I mean, at least feed him. Because if he was putting up big numbers this year, you're thinking, all right, well, they're still trying. They're still trying. Because there's times where it's like they forget that Luther Burden's on the field. It's like, how can you forget that your most talented football player is not playing, and you're not using him the way you should. So, yeah, it's going to be bad. And you incorporate that with some of the 2-minute offenses that Drinkwitz has done and some of the coaching decisions.
Before the season started, I thought Burden could be a top 5 pick, top 10 pick. You were telling me this morning, because you were in the character concerns crew, way more into mock drafts in October than I ever will be.
Thanks, Alex. That means a lot.
You're welcome. I know you actually like that. But because of that, you told me that he's falling on draft boards too, or mock drafts, I should say.
Yeah, people, you know, the hot takes now have him drift in the 20s and stuff, which is not going to happen. You know,
he's going to still go top 10.
Yeah, exactly. Because I think right now, Teddarol McMillan, better, but Luther Burden, I'd put number 2. It depends on Travis Hunter. It depends on if he decides defense or offense. That's the best receiver in the country, hands down, is Travis Hunter. But yeah, Luther Burden's right there. I mean, the amount of talent that kid has and the way that they're not using him, it's almost embarrassing. You sit back and you say, man, how did we misuse the best wide receiver I may ever have at Mizzou? It's going to be hit the transfer portal hard for Missouri this year. They didn't exactly do what they did it for their quarterbacks, but it wasn't good.
Well, and it's not like the buyout is that big for Coach Drinkwitz either. I don't think the buyout is...
Oh, he's not going anywhere.
Well, I think
they aren't fine. He's like,
it's a great place to coach. I remember Barry Switzer once saying, you know what? I love to coach at Missouri because it's the only D1 team in the state, albeit Missouri State is going D1 next year.
I get that he isn't going anywhere. Like, he's not going to get fired after this year, but I think next year he went from needing, he was on the hot seat last year, did great, was fine. This year, underachieved. I think next year he begins as his seat's a little bit warm. If they go 8-4 again or 7-5, I mean, they might say, you know what? You got to figure it out because they got Matt Zoller's coming in, the 4-star, one of the number 3 quarterback in the country. You can't waste him.
Sam Horn's coming back.
Yeah, you can't waste him.
And the bottom line is when you look at this team, you think, okay, well, the defense did emerge. Like, the defense for Missouri has been really good the last 2 years. Matter of fact, they went into
Saturday against Alabama.
10th in the country in points against. Obviously, they changed. But the running game, too, like Cody Schrader really emerged last year. He was the leading yards per game guy in college football. And you bring in Marcus Carroll this year, that I think was a good transfer. Nate Noel, a good transfer. Missouri in the backfield. But when you think about Theo Weiss and Norfleet at tight end and what they have in Luther Burden at wide receiver, I mean, Brady Cook turned that corner last year. We say it about Drinkwitz. Well, Brady Cook really did. But when he's been banged up, when he's being sacked all the time, you got to find a way to get Luther Burden the ball.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.